Today, on this episode of the PeerDirect Special Spotlight.
So there are a lot of recent clinical studies, and they have both supportive and negative findings. But the PREEMPT trial remains the strongest evidence.
Today, Dr. Zalani and Doherty join the podcast to discuss onum botulinum A and migraine, clinical insights and recent evidence in this PeerDirect Special Spotlight. All opinions expressed are those of the presenters and do not necessarily reflect the views of this educational initiative's supporters.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jessica Ilani, Director of the Headache Center at Georgetown and Professor of Clinical Neurology at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Dr. Carrie Doherty, also Professor of Clinical Neurology at MedStar Georgetown.
Thanks for joining me, Carrie.
It's my pleasure to be here, Jessica.
Today, we'll be reviewing the role of onum botulinum toxin A in migraine care. Onum botulinum toxin A is FDA-approved specifically for the prevention of chronic migraine. We know that it reduces peripheral sensitization, and it may also diminish central sensitization over time. It's administered using a standardized, what's called PREEMPT injection paradigm. This is done typically every 12 weeks for prevention. Many patients have experienced reductions in monthly migraine days, headache severity, and disability scores. It's particularly useful in patients who prefer to reduce systemic medication use, who have contraindications to certain oral therapies, and those who may experience medication overuse or intolerance. It remains a key option, particularly in chronic migraine, but there's been some new recent developments out that have added nuances on how we can interpret its effectiveness. So, Carrie, what have recent clinical studies told us about where onum botulinum toxin A is most effective?
So there are a lot of recent clinical studies, and they have both supportive and negative findings. But the PREEMPT trial remains the strongest evidence, establishing onum bot A as effective for chronic migraine, but not for episodic. Real-world data confirm meaningful benefit, but also highlight variable responsiveness, which underscores the importance of selecting the right patient for these treatments. Unfortunately, attempts to identify predictors of response have not produced reliable clinical factors other than headache frequency, which makes it difficult to predict who will respond to a toxin-based therapy. A 2025 retrospective switching study found that only 18% of patients achieved a very good response when switching between onum bot A and a CGRP pathway, underscoring that patients respond differently to these different treatment classes. Along those lines, we found that there might be a uniqueness of onum bot A in chronic migraine because we have an investigational toxin that was also evaluated for chronic migraine in a phase 2 trial, which didn't outperform placebo, which says that there's a difference in the different toxins that we have available. Overall, the evidence continues to support onum bot A for chronic migraine, and this variability has made CGRP-targeted therapies an increasingly important part of individualized preventive care. Now, Jessica, let's talk about combination therapy. How do you integrate onum bot A with other migraine treatments, including the CGRP-targeted options?
So I think this is actually a great question and extremely important for clinical practice. I want to first start out by saying, you know, we're talking about chronic migraine, but what does that really mean? A chronic migraine patient is not someone who's just had migraine for a very long time, but it's actually someone who carries a higher burden of disease and a higher frequency of disease as well. So these are patients that have headache over 15 days a month. At least 8 of those are migraine-like in nature. In clinical practice, most of these patients are really coming to us with an average of 19 to 22 headache days a month and about 10 to 15 days that are severe. So for this individualized patient, a treatment might reduce monthly migraine days when it's a single treatment alone, like onum bot A, but oftentimes our goal is to really aim for migraine freedom. And this might sound, what are you talking about? There's just no way we can get to migraine free. But our International Headache Society has published recent guidelines that really tell us to aim for at least 4 migraine days or less per month. Because if we don't aim there, our patients aren't going to try to aim that far either, and we're not going to really make a big impact. So when we're looking at combination treatments, it's important to start to realize that a single therapy for someone who's carrying such a high burden might reduce headache days, but we really want to push further. So when we're using preventive treatments like onum bot A, we tend to use them alongside either traditional oral agents that patients are already taking, or we're trying to layer in anti-CGRP treatments like a CGRP monoclonal antibody or a CGRP receptor inhibitor. antagonist, and this is layered in when monotherapy is insufficient or multimodal preventive therapy is clinically indicated. We also always want to talk to our patients about behavioral changes they can make, behavioral modifications they can add in, like biofeedback or other options like meditation, guided meditation. And we also want to look at lifestyle therapy. So are you sleeping and waking around the same time every day? Is that easy for you to do, or there's difficulty with that? Are you exercising? Are you keeping hydrated? Are you eating nutritious meals? There's not a specific migraine diet, but it's really important that a person is eating small frequent meals through the day to keep their brain fully energized. While Anabot A shows progressive benefit over multiple treatment cycles, consistency of treatment, I think, is extremely important. And we do have these additional CGRP targeted therapies that really expand our preventive options. It's important for everyone to realize that, you know, Anabot A really is kind of the foundation of what we do day to day for someone who has chronic migraine. So it's very valuable because of its distinct mechanism, its established procedural framework where there's this preempt protocol we follow. And there's also well-defined long-term safety data that's available for this protocol and for this particular treatment. Carrie, this has been a great discussion. Onabotulinum toxin A continues to play a central role in chronic migraine, even as new data help refine when and for whom it works best.
I agree. And as new preventive therapies emerge, understanding how to integrate Onabot A appropriately remains key. Thanks again for the discussion, Jessica. And thank you to our audience for joining us.
And that's today's Specialist Spotlight. Thank you for joining us this episode of PureDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PureDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PureDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to our guests, Dr. Zalani and Doherty. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.